Georgians will get one chance on Tuesday, August 6th, to tell the Environmental Protection Agency in person what they think about the state taking over management of toxins left over from coal-fired power plants. The public meeting will follow a new report critical of how coal ash is stored in Georgia. The analysis of Georgia Power data by the Southern Environmental Law Center and others shows that coal ash at a number of storage ponds is in direct contact with groundwater, which sometimes flows to private wells. Georgia Power says their monitoring shows no danger to drinking water. So the utility would like to get permission to leave some ash ponds permeable to groundwater once they're closed. Chris Bowers, attorney with the SELC, says that would be easier under state management.
In the Clean Water Act context, they'd actually be renewed and put up for public notice and comment every 5 years.
But under Georgia rules,
these permits, once issued, they'll be issued for the life of the site.
The EPA will accept written comment on the proposed change to coal ash management until August 27. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.